Hey, everybody, this is Winfrey. This is our Monday night conference simulcast between a conference call and BBS Radio. And thank you for being here. This is all just by the mere fact that you showed up. You are part of a grand experiment, and I'll be explaining that in a moment. But for right now, we have some people on our conference line checking in.
This is John.
Hi, John. John in England?
No, John in Whittier, California.
John. Oh, this is John that sells motorcycle parts.
That's me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, John.
How you doing?
And this is Edna from Indiana. Hi.
Edna,
oh, how are you?
Good. How are you, Wayne?
Hi, Edna.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And who else is on the line?
Hi, Wayne. This is Julie from Ojai.
Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Julie, you want to work with me if I do a healing call? I have to keep thinking I should call you and ask you that.
What was that again?
Do you want to work with me on a healing call sometime?
Sometime, yes, if we can set it up. I will do it.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
All righty.
Because you have good energy for that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still recovering, you know.
Okay.
And
who else is on the line?
It's Franz from Seattle.
Franz from Seattle. Okay. And who else?
I win. This is Heis.
Hi, Heis. God, Heis, I'm doing your job tonight. What's going on?
Yeah, I hear that. You're doing a great job. Thanks.
Thank you.
I was at the Wednesday call line.
All right. And who else was on the line? This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Wanda from Los Angeles.
Hi, Wanda. Now, I'm trying to remember. I've asked you all the time. You live near downtown, right?
Well, I live near the 10 Freeway and La Brea.
10 and La Brea, okay. All right.
So it's like 10-minute drive to downtown. It's not that far.
Oh, listen, I know where that is. I've lived in L.A. for years. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I've taken the La Brea exit probably 1,000 times off the 10 Freeway.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, who else is on the line? Anyone else? We have a bunch of people on BBS, and guess what? We don't have Terry. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. Now, Terry is usually very responsible. I'm the one that's irresponsible. But you have to admit, for somebody that's kind of irresponsible, I'm doing a good job, because we have not missed a show for years now. We've been doing these Monday night calls and Sunday grid healings. And boy, did I resist, because I don't like commitments. I won't explain that any further. But I think that I'm doing this not because I needed to make a commitment, because you told me at one time in one of my dreams that I finally got a job I wouldn't get tired of. I think they were right. You find something that you can do that's uniquely you. Is Terry there? Hello, Terry. All right. I could call Daphne and see if... Seth, are you there? Listening, Seth?
Yeah, I'm here.
Terry is still not answering, huh?
Still not answering. I'll try her again, though.
I mean, I know she forgot her phone, okay, because I saw it this morning sitting on a bureau. So.
Maybe she's stuck in traffic and she's coming.
Well, you know what? She's only like 6 blocks from her house.
Oh.
So she lives in particular near downtown. But you know what? Okay, I'll just do this myself. What the heck? Who needs Elohim? I'll just tell you how the universe... I'll tell you a little bit about the negative. But wait a second. Hi, thank you for reminding me. I heard your thought. You said, just at that moment, he said, "Wynn, make sure you start the tape recorder."
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded. Entry and exit chimes are off. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, so we're tape recording, and this is our Monday night conference call, and Terry's not here yet. And we're supposed to tell you how the Elohim created the universe and where the negative came from. So since Terry's not here and I'm left holding the bag, you know, I will share a little bit of about all of this that I know, because we've been having conversations now for a long time. And I know things that are fairly surprising to know in this realm, and I think I've got it right. So instead of telling you where the negative came from, which I probably am not very qualified, a little bit qualified to talk about, because we have asked questions about it, I thought I would tell you a little bit, until Terry comes on, about how the negative manifests, what happens in this realm. And, you know, there's an interplay going on right now. And the information I'm talking about comes to some extent from the channelings that I've cross-referenced between both Daphne and Terry, to some extent from reading things and cross-referencing with various readings, to some extent from the Carla Ruckert Law of Ra material, and to some extent by integrating it all. And so it goes something like this. We've covered how the beginning of the universe started and how there were a bunch of Elohim souls and who were crisscrossing energies, and they would create nodes and waves and beats. And it's a little hard to understand, but somehow it seems, you know, the bottom lining it comes to when two beings start crossing energies together and creating an intention, it creates a frequency, which creates a node, which solidifies into a concentration of energy, which turns into matter. And that's what I got out of it. And that it was through this process, over and over again, with thousands or millions of souls doing this, that the universe suddenly solidified. And really, the universe is compressed, condensed spiritual energy. We are condensed energy. And within our energy are levels of refinement that go uncondensed and get spread out. And we are that also simultaneously. But when we're in this realm, we're so compressed that we tend to lose touch with the parts of us which are not compressed. And, of course, those of you who are coming into these calls regularly and, you know, going through our meditations are learning how to feel the areas of your being that are not compressed, that are not compressed into the body. And you start, it's very hard to explain until you feel it. And as we start to uncompress, we create intentions, as we do on our Sunday morning grid healing, we start crisscrossing our intentions and creating, this is my way of looking at it, new nodes that are above the nodes that already exist, and new possibilities. Well, when the Elohim were first creating this realm, and having a lot of fun doing it, and it wasn't so serious, there wasn't even the idea, I don't believe, of pain, and the way it was going to work out was still known. It was still a mystery. In other words, they didn't know what they were doing. And much like a painter who starts putting his painter on the brush, his brush on the canvas, and he doesn't know how the painting's going to turn out. He just keeps doing it, and it flows. Now, they're not here now. So, I mean, that's my take on this. So it may not, maybe they knew what they were doing, but since they had never done it before, I don't see how they could know what they were doing. It's just like what we're doing here. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done it before, and it's an experiment. And then as I do it and I see it work, I get more confident and do it over again and say the same things, and I can see it work. But many, many times I said it was an experiment, and they have said many times that creation, in a certain sense, was an experiment. And there was a group of Elohim that decided that what if they controlled the universe and did not let the energy flow back to source, but flowed back to them. And so now they were the controllers of this realm. Now, some people call those the fallen angels. Some people might call them Lucifer. I don't know how specific it fits into biblical terminology, but I do get the idea that you can get out of the biblical terminology and just realize these were beings that were thinking, that had intentions, that made decisions, and they didn't sit there and say, we're God or we're going to be negative. They were just experimenting. And so there was the beginning of, in the physical realm, because things were so condensed, apparently in the spiritual realms, you know, there's no food, there's no money, there's just energy. So there's no need for ownership or possession, because you can have whatever you want just by thinking about it, but the things you want aren't physical. So I imagine it would be, and this is just my conjecture, that it would be something like how it feels just to be joyous around somebody else, souls communing with each other, combining energies. Now, suddenly, as you get this compression and concentration of energy turning into matter, suddenly it's not so easy. It's like things get possessed. And then, of course, either if I don't have it, you have it. And if somebody wants to be in this realm and be lazy, then perhaps it's nice to have slaves. Okay? You do it for me. I'll just sit here and bring me women all day, whatever. And maybe at the higher realms of the negative, this is the higher realms, not the realms where they're in bodies, but where I think the negative has spiritual forms. At the higher realms of the negative, then they're just spiritual forms. And that instead of receiving the energy from behind them, they receive the energy from what's below them. And so the whole organization of life becomes how to manipulate energies so that they flow up to you. Okay? And that what's happening now is there's huge negative energies that are working on that, on having energies flow up to them, and they don't want to lose that. And this is a simplification, because it's not just one simple group. There's ETs, there's, you know, one group goes down and gets more refined, and gets more refined into the timelines, just like the positive gets more condensed into the timelines. And that there's all this psychic space, there's battles going on for psychic space. That's what it comes down to. That who owns the psychic space? Who owns the portals? The portals, Earth apparently has some really rather special portals through dimensions. And this I can't really understand. I've just read it, and one of the reasons Earth is a valuable piece of real estate is because of these portals. And that, so you have these negative beings that are now controlling people in spaceships and different civilizations who have very high, technology. And through the history of the universe, apparently there's been these huge wars at different times. Space wars, people, terrible stuff, people blowing each other up. And that we are at the culmination of that. And the way that you win, now this is something that I figured out, that I've never heard anyone really explain this. But if you've watched what we're doing, maybe this would make sense.
Ben, I'm on the phone.
Oh, you're on the phone, Terry?
Yes.
Did you forget your telephone today?
Yeah, and it didn't have any charge.
I know.
But I had to charge it when I got my phone. I had to charge it.
I see. Well, you know what? I'm busy channeling the Elohim so you can listen.
All right, here I am.
No, I'm not channeling the Elohim. I just finished the thoughts that I was doing. And so the way it works, and those of you that have been coming into our grid healing are probably aware of this, and maybe this will help you understand how important the grid healing actually is, and how important each of you are, because this is the way I believe it works. And of course, now that Terry's listening, they'll probably give their take on it, which is good, because I draw my conclusions from what a very careful observation and what I call reverse engineering. I keep watching a pattern. And if I see the pattern repeat long enough and in different ways, I tend to think that that is the way it works. So, as I said, in this dimension, you don't necessarily see a lot of evidence of war. But we do, first, there is war going on, there's wars going on. Mostly, our country is initiating them in the Middle East and Afghanistan. But, you know, in your day-to-day life, you don't realize or see that there's battles going on. And the way that I think this works is where the battles are taking place is for vortex energies in other dimensions. In other words, if you're going to ascend and leave this realm, then your other body, I won't call it your astral body, your holographic body, has to be extended into the place where you're going to go to from here. There has to be a clear path. I don't think you can jump. I think there needs to be a solid hologram from here to there. And therefore, part of that energy space can be controlled by these negative sources, which, if they control it, can actually make it very difficult to get through. And so each of you that are on these calls regularly are learning, I believe you're learning how to expand your space past the negative and hold it into the positive. And in doing so, you're not doing this just for yourself. You're actually clearing a portal that if you hold it, will be a space for you and other people to move through to higher dimensions. And that may not happen with your body, but it may happen when you die. And I may be wrong here, okay? This is like stuff that I cannot validate myself. But I believe there's something like that going on, that particularly on our great healings on Sunday morning, that we are clearing psychic space that is probably the only way to beat the negative. And it's not, we are part of the clearing. It's not being done by someone else out there and up there. It needs to be done from the inside down here through. Now, that's what I think, because I think if they could do that, they would do it. And they would, but they need someone down here to anchor the energies. So we are very important in terms of anchoring energies and clearing the throughway into the other dimensions. Now, on that note, Terry, are you here? Hello, Terry. Calling Terry, Earth to Terry.
Yeah. I was muted. I was muted, so I couldn't. You couldn't hear me.
Okay, I can hear you now. So that's my introduction to this evening, and I thought maybe we would do. We have like 20. What do we have? We have actually 30 minutes. 6:20. We can go till 6:50. So we have about 29 minutes now. And I thought that was a good takeoff point to just do a little meditation and then ask some questions, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
You are?
Yes.
All right. So we'll just do a quick bring your energies together and... as we've done, learned to do on Sundays, if you happen to be listening tonight and you haven't done this, you may not notice anything going on. But many of you do. We're going to shut your eyes, take your shoes off, put your feet on the ground, on the floor, and make a connection with the earth. Feel the energy of the earth coming up through your feet. Through your legs, through your body, through your heart, through your neck, through your head. And just take a deep breath and release any anxiety and tension. Through the top of your head, we're going to make a connection now with each other. We are now moving ourselves into higher dimensions, other timelines. And we're going to make a group energy connection with each other. Say hello to each other. We're going to invite our group souls to join with our energy, create a protected space that only the positive can access. And we have the topic tonight, how did the negative get developed in this realm? And so I think Terry heard me talking about it a bit. So Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the earth. Right now we invoke a grading of our energies while maintaining the individual sovereignty of our own soul, and we create a protected space that only the positive can access. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have the source present this evening?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are present this March 22nd, 2010. Focus through the instrument of Terry Brown in Los Angeles, California, on BBS Radio. And our energy system encompasses the chi of Earth, and we connect with each person who listens to this podcast, either when it is first initiated or when an individual listens in retrospect. And we do not take control. We are only here as companions and assistants and guides. The subject of negativity is a very interesting and comprehensive one. We could address it either in general, or we are here to answer your specific questions.
Did you listen in while I was talking about it when Terry came in on the line?
We listened when Terry came in on the line. However, we did not listen to very much of what you had said, but what you said was enough to give us pause to make some comments.
Okay. Well, I am very open to hear your comments, because I was trying to explain something, and of course I am not in direct possession of the knowledge, and I tried to figure it out through all the conversations we've had and the things I observed. I would appreciate correction, clarification, or anything else that will enhance the understanding of this topic.
Thank you. We will start by saying that some of the portals to the higher dimensions have been closed by the negative, and they have done so by reversing the direction of the energy flow in the areas of the portals, thus closing them off and making them difficult for life to negotiate. There are other portals which an individual can access through memory of previous opening of portals, and portals can open in various stages of the individual by his or her intention to negotiate a portal. In addressing the topic as a whole of how the negative got started, it is a part and parcel of the manifest physical realm. There by virtue of creation of physicality, there is connection to physicality and disconnection to physicality. As one gets grounded into the physicality, there becomes polarity, where the person is either grounded in or is not, where the individual has anchored him herself in the area to other aspects of the physical, or has not anchored oneself. Or once one is anchored in, then one begins the game of survival, of win, of lose, of live or die, of survive or not. And there are many, many polarizations. When you have a physical realm, you have force against force, which is part of creation. The rubber to the road creates some force propelling one forward as one puts torque upon the road. Positive and negative batteries that give one impetus to move forward, that bring one light. Light created by the interference patterns of torque upon spinningnesses. The negative positive is part and parcel of the physical manifest realm, and even in the creation of light. Some individuals have felt that the creation of the physical universe was a crime, creating or leaving an opening for much suffering. One can gain much growth in the lifetimes within the manifest universe and can learn that they are not the manifest universe. They are a part and parcel of God. They are not the positive or the negative. They may fall into the negative in a giant effort to negotiate survival, to be the winner, to bring to themselves manifest gifts that they expect will increase their aliveness, their senses. This, at this point, we ask if you have questions.
Well, you know, the idea of existence and awareness, and that if there wasn't a physical universe, then, I mean, at the beginning of creation, I would imagine that there was this replication of energy forms, which would be Elohim, and it kept replicating and replicating. And then there was a physical creation, and then the replication changed in some way, because now there were energies inside the physical universe, and there were energies outside the physical universe, and they were all, did the Elohim stop replicating outside the universe when the universe got created, if you understand that? In other words, originally there was not, many Elohim. There was just one infinite creator that kept dividing, as I understand it, to become the original Elohim. And then there were energy forms that were dividing inside the universe, and probably new energy forms being created of awareness that didn't exist priorly. So now we have energies proliferating inside the universe and outside the universe. Did they stop proliferating outside the universe? In other words, does the Elohim ever make new Elohim now? Or is it just proliferation inside the universe?
We do not look at it inside or outside of the universe, in that when one soul is created, it takes on some of the manifest characteristics of the physical universe, and it is dependent upon the skills and awareness of that soul, whether they learn or have the ability to move in and out of the physical universe. Their characteristics are, at the start, a part of all that is of that being that everything has sprung from, and they move in and out and may become senior in their control and navigation ability, or they may then move in and attempt to like a being with many arms, grounding and grabbing on to the surroundings and attempting to negotiate it in the earth or the physical plane.
But there has to be a distinction. For example, we're talking to a group right now that is not, does not have attached tentacles, as far as I know, into the physical realm. Yet everyone on this line has physicalness in this realm and is attempting to loosen their energy to reach energies in the higher realms. So we could definitely, there's only one, it's all part of one energy, but we could definitely look at two kinds of energies. The ones that are at least anchored in this realm in bodies, and the ones that are not anchored in this realm. And am I saying that correctly?
The ones that are anchored in this realm are attached, and they are grounded in their attachment to the elements of this realm, and they are composite and acting as composite beings, and they have developed their matrix so that they may connect or disconnect, and they have actually developed a matrix which can in some way automate their navigation through the realm. We are able to either take on a matrix, to duplicate and share a matrix, to let a matrix go, and like water, to move in different forms and shapes, as we are not fixed into a particular matrix, as we can work better without being fixed. We do not become trapped. We do not move into polarity within our matrix unless we share a matrix with polarity, and then we experience the effect of the polarity, but we do not station ourselves there in a grounded way, although we can maintain position without so fixing ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Is this more the Elohim group that's answering from this point of view?
That's correct. It is the Elohim group, as we have more knowledge of the whole range and spectrum of consciousnesses. The Ra group has more grounded in and are still orienting to some of that degree of physicality.
But not in bodies. Well, except for the wanderers.
No.
Not in bodies. But they're close in. They're closer in to the physical, in the energy realm.
Yes, although we, by closer, it's not necessarily position, it is more vibrational.
Okay, well, I think I understood that, but I'm glad you clarified it. So, going back to the question, there's definitely two kinds of consciousness. There's one kind of consciousness that has no condensement, no concentration in a physical form. And there's another kind of consciousness that does have a concentration in a physical form, but still connected to a matrix that's non-physical. Whether they're aware of it or not, there's a connection to a non-physical matrix. So in one case you have a matrix that doesn't have a physical form, or I don't know if matrix is if you would call yourself a matrix, but you have a non-physical energy in another dimension, and then you have a physical concentration of form that goes off and refines itself into a matrix that's non-physical. Correct?
We do not consider them different kinds of consciousness. We consider that it is a different experience of the same consciousness that has taken on a more fixed form of expression.
Mm-hmm. So there's no actual hierarchy in terms of it's better to be in a non-physical form or a physical form in terms of the overview of the universe.
Hierarchies are artificial in that they are how the building blocks have gone together, and the building blocks are still the same.
Mm-hmm. But now, You can correct me here, but it seems like the beings that are in the more concentrated physical forms have more suffering potential than those that are not.
That is correct. And this is one of the things that we hope to teach, that when one becomes very fixed to the physical and one is not really the physical, but when one experiences themselves as to be the physical, then the physical is temporary and can degrade or move, decline in function, and the individual then follows the track and experiences this. And if one would keep a looser hold, or if one would keep a open eye to the sky, perhaps, to other realms, then they would not be so devastated when the one mono look began to decline.
Now, I am sure when the original formation of physical realm came in, and it was fun creating things, there was not the thought of suffering. Could you explain a bit how suffering became so entrenched within this physical realm?
This became entrenched when individuals insisted on holding on to images that were fleeting, and we then look at, say, a body and could call it a fleeting existence, but individuals would insist on holding on. And expressing themselves continually and identifying with structures that were in transition and attempting to maintain this homeostasis of the original joy of connection and expression through this housing. There are, this is a different subject, but there are ways to increase the viability of structures so that this situation can last longer. However, even so, they are of a more temporary nature, and as one resists change, one suffers. As one resists pain, one feels the pain harder. When one experiences it and lets it go, experiences it, lets it go, one is starting toward mastery of the physical universe, so that eventually the experience of suffering can be flowed through, and can, even when one remains larger and senior to it, can have control over it and can move through it easier, and even when one learns that one is not it and learns one is original part of God, then one can even have mastery over form to a greater or lesser degree, depending upon their knowledge.
Thank you. The one question I want to go back on, which I don't think I asked, it was clarified, is we talked about the possession of psychic space where portals pass through, that it's possible for a psychic space to be possessed by a group or an energy, by the negative or the positive. And when we do our grid healings on Sunday, I have the idea that we are changing some of the possessions in other realms. And if that's true, is there a way we could do it better?
A house is built one floor at a time, one piece of material at a time, and you are headed in the right direction. You are increasing chances for higher forces and positive forces to move through your realm. And as more and more positive forces move through your realm, they will displace more and more negative forces.
So what I said is approximately accurate.
Yes.
All right, it's 6:51, and I thank you so much for coming forth and answering our questions. And I thank everyone on the line and everyone listening on BBS. If you're not signed up, I recommend you check out messageaday.net. No space, no underlines, no hyphens, just one word. Messageaday.net, and sign up. And you'll receive daily messages from our sources, which many people are telling me are really helping keeping them positive in the world right now as it's going through a lot of changes. And I will...
All callers are muted.